You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. New York Senator Chuck Schumer voted January 22nd to reopen the federal government more than 60 hours after Republicans who control the U.S. House, Senate, and presidency failed to pass a budget bill. The bill for three more weeks of government spending passed 81-18, with the other New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand voting against. Last week, both the Democrats and the Republicans refused to vote on just the budget bill, demanding that other issues be added to the continuing resolution. Republicans got to keep their amendment reauthorizing the Children's Health Insurance Program for 6 years, while Democrats agreed that in February there will be a vote on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals law. President Donald Trump agreed to several proposals before the government shutdown, then backed out of all of them and did not negotiate with the Democrats during the shutdown. The bill now goes to the House of Representatives for approval, where it previously passed, and then needs a presidential signature. Here is Schumer on the Senate floor talking about what happens next.
The Republican majority now has 17 days to prevent the Dreamers from being deported. Mr. President, we have a way to address the fate of the Dreamers, starting right now, instead of waiting until March, with the minority and the moderate middle empowered to bring a bill to the floor instead of being held by the most strident anti-immigration voices in the Republican caucus. And we, on our side of the aisle, will continue to fight as strongly as we can for the Dreamers in the weeks ahead.
Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Salvatore Cascino has been released from Columbia County Jail while the state Supreme Court Appellate Division considers his appeal from an order issued by acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols. Cascino, 78, of Larchmont in Westchester County, is a convicted felon who has spent the past 20 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at his property, Copaic Valley Farm, located along the east side of Route 22. Cascino was released January 12th after spending more than 500 consecutive days in the county jail. His attorney, Greg Lubow, filed an appeal on the issue of whether Cascino and his two LLCs have complied with Nichols' order to remove the 9,650 cubic yards of illegally dumped solid waste. The defendants believe they have proven that the material is gone, but Judge Nichols does not agree. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kemble is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The plaza near the New York State Thruway Exit 19 roundabout in the town of Ulster could be larger than originally planned, and those changes have been referred to the County Planning Board for review. The town is seeking comment from the board about whether an additional 935 square feet of retail space should be approved for the Kingston Commons Plaza on Washington Avenue. The additional square footage would make the size of the primary retail building more than 7,400 square feet. The project, minus the additional space now proposed, was approved by the town approximately 2 years ago. Ulster Town Supervisor James Quigley said the project has been delayed by attempts to negotiate an easement through the property to create access to a planned county park. The town learned of the plan for a bigger building only after the developers were called back to the planning board over their decision to trim a popular sycamore tree on the site without permission. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lukosiewicz is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Coxsackie's Owls are returning for a second year. The first What a Hoot Festival was held in 2017, featuring more than 50 fiberglass owls designed and created by area artists, and then eventually auctioned off to the highest bidders. The selection reception for the 2018 festival was held January 21st at the National Bank of Coxsackie, where designs from 93 artists were displayed and sponsors chose their owls. Quote, we have 51 sponsors this year and 52 owls. One sponsor will do two owls, said Ellen DeLucia, chair of the 2018 Hoot of the Owl Committee. Some of the artists who submitted designs are returning from last year, while others are new to the visual arts and to the festival. The owls will be located throughout the community beginning in May and remain in place over the summer before the auction takes place in the fall. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Claire Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Enrollment at New York State of Health continues to exceed the number of signups last year, according to state officials. Nearly 244,000 New Yorkers have signed up for health insurance through the market to date, topping enrollment through the end of the 2017 season. The deadline for most New Yorkers to purchase health insurance through the online market is January 31st. The biggest spike since mid-December was for enrollment in the Essential Plan. The market provides a place for individuals who do not get health coverage through an employer to buy their own insurance, and it was established 4 years ago to meet the requirements of the Federal Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The federal online market, healthcare.gov, reduced its annual enrollment period by half this season, ending it on December 15th. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.